It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Our study in the Word of God has taken us to the book of Ephesians, and we're in chapter 4. And we left off last time in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 27, where it says, neither give place to the devil. And this is something that we need to realize as saved people, that we don't want to give in to the old devil. We want to do everything we can to stay true to the Lord. And I mentioned some of the things that the devil does. And let me briefly go over those things. He lays snares for men. He takes the word out of hearts. He puts wicked purposes into hearts. And he blinds minds. And he harasses men. And that includes women. He sows tares among God's people. And notice also that he resists God's servants. In other words, he causes God's servants trouble. He does not give anyone a break. He wants everybody to go to hell. And he knows he can't take a saved person to hell, but he can ruin the testimony of a saved person, or he can have that saved person into a position where they will not give out the word of God. He will cause that person problems, the saved person. Well, we need to resist him. We need to stay in the word of God so that we'll know how to let God take care of the devil that comes into our life. And once again, I've made mention the fact that the devil is, he's not omnipresent. In other words, he's not everywhere at the same time like God is. He has workers who goes about causing us trouble, causing, in particular, saved people, causing us to lose our testimony, causing us to not give out the word of God. So many things can come into the life of a saved person. That's the reason we need to stay close to the Lord in Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Right now, let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time we have together. I pray for that person, Lord, today who's listening, who's going through a difficult time. It may be a health problem, Lord. I don't know. It may be a lost loved one that they're praying for. It may be, Lord, financial. It could be a number of things, Lord. But that person today who's in special has a special need today, I pray for that person that you would lift that individual up. Help, Lord, today withstand the devil for this individual, Lord. Help that person to know you, that you are one who will take care of them. Lord, help that person today who is doesn't know you as Savior. Help that person to realize that they need you, that they need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Lord, I pray now for the remainder of this lesson that you would just lead us and guide us through your word. Lord, if I say anything that cannot be backed up by your word, then what I say is useless. But when I speak your word, when I talk of you, Lord, when I exalt you, that's it, Lord. You receive the honor and glory. And what I say and when I quote your word, Lord, it is your word. It's not my word, but it is yours. And I pray now that you would apply this to each and every heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the devil does many things, and I'm going to mention three more things that he does. He hinders God's servants. Now, he resists them, and he causes them problems, but this goes right along with that. In 1 Thessalonians 2:18, it says, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." This ties in with that the devil resists God's service. Now, whether he causes problems. Sometimes we just don't understand. Well, how come I can't go there? I can't go here, or I wanted to go to help someone here, but something came up. Well, sometimes it is just a human aspect that comes into play there that keeps us from doing things. But many times I believe that the devil hinders us as saved people. And once again, it's a matter of staying close to the Lord and not giving up, but keep on keeping on and letting God lead us in our Christian life. Well, the devil also sifts God's servants. Luke 22:31. The Bible says there, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." Do you remember the old sifters that people would have? Now, some people still use them, I'm sure. You pour a little bit of flour down and then you squeeze the thing, the handle of it, and the flour comes out the bottom. It's being sifted. And there may be different types of sifters. I know there is. But one of those sifters is the devil himself. He wants to put us through the sifter. He wants just to separate us and cause us as many problems as he can. He sifts us. And the Lord said unto Simon, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." We should not give in to the devil as saved people. You mean a saved person can be hindered by the devil? A saved person can be influenced by the devil? You better believe it. That's another reason to stay close to the Lord. And the Lord told Simon, the devil wants you, Simon. He wants to use you to cause problems. It's sad, but the devil can use a saved person to cause problems wherever they're at and wherever he's at. He can cause problems through that individual. Now, we should not give in to his tricks, but we need to stay close to the Lord, study and reading his word. Stay in prayer, talking with the Lord, talking with our Heavenly Father. The Bible teaches us that Jesus is our mediator. He's a mediator between God and man. The Bible says the man, Christ Jesus, is our mediator. He's a mediator between us and God. He takes our prayers to the Lord. Now notice something else. Not only does the devil try to sift his, that's God's servants, but he is the author of sin and tempts men to sin. Matthew 4:1 says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." Now, you know, the devil, we always consider the devil to be smart. Could we say he's wise? But actually, I think the devil is pretty dumb. And he's dumb because, first of all, he's not going to win. He's not going to be able to, as we read in the verse Matthew 4:1, he's not going to be able to tempt the Lord. Why? Because Jesus is God. He's not going to give in. Jesus is not going to give in to the tricks of the devil. He's not going to be able to be tempted to a point of giving in to sin, to giving in to the devil. And by the way, the devil is sin. He is sin. He is total sin. He will never be saved. He can't be saved because he turned against God. He will never go to heaven. He will spend eternity in the lake of fire. He can never be saved. And why in the world would a person in this life, a human being, want to spend eternity with the devil? Why would they want to do that? Because he's the one who's causing them to go there. Well, let me rephrase that. The person has every opportunity to stay out of the lake of fire. The person, him or herself, is the one who sends him or herself to hell. The devil will cause problems, but he cannot keep you from going to heaven. A person keeps him or herself from going to heaven by refusing Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, notice that the devil is the author of sin and tempts men to sin. Now, if you say, "Well, I have no sin," the Bible says you're a liar. The Bible says that when we get to heaven, when this old body is changed, then we can say we have no sin. When this body is dead and we have a new body, that is those of us who are saved, when we have a new body, then we will sin no more. But right now, the Bible says if you believe you have no sin, that you're actually lying not only to yourself, but other individuals that you tell that to. This old body is sin, and that's the reason it has to die. And let me quickly add, that does not give you permission to sin simply because you are in a body of sin. That does not give you permission to go around willfully sinning. It simply means that you are sin in the flesh. But the real person is sinless. That person who is within you, You see, this old body is simply a shell. The person is lying in that casket, and that person has gone on to be with the Lord. That person is a person who has trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Their old body is just a shell, and that person has gone to be with the Lord. It's a container for the real person. The real person can't sin, but this old body does sin. And once again, that's not a reason. That's not permission to sin. That simply means that this body is sin and it is dying, and one day it will be gone. Well, that may confuse some people, but all you need to understand is this, that the devil tempts us, and he wants us to sin, and he wants us to be as far from God as we can. But I keep reminding you, you get into the Word of God, you stay in the Word of God, you stay in prayer, stay as close as possible to God in Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Well, the devil is powerful, but you know he does have limitations. I've already mentioned this. He is not omnipresent. He can be at only one place at a time. He is a created being. We sometimes forget that. That he is a created being, and a created being cannot be in two places at the same time. He's not everywhere, but his followers, his demons, are. And he is not omniscient. He is wise. Now, once again, I said he's dumb. Once again, you know, he's dumb in thinking he's going to be able to overthrow God. He's dumb. He's not going to be able to overthrow God. He's not as great as God or greater than God. But he is wise. He's not omniscient. He is wise. He doesn't know everything. He's too wise for us, but he is not all wise. The devil would know less if we would tell him less. You see, Spiritism is not all trickery. In other words, Spiritism, you know what that word means. It's demonism, controlled by the devil. No one can communicate with the dead, but the devil and his angels know about the dead and communicate this knowledge to their mediums. In other words, their fortune tellers. Don't fall into the trap of thinking people can speak to the dead. That is impossible. Once you're dead, you're dead. You're gone. And you go to the book of Luke and read about the rich man in hell. He wanted somebody to go tell his brothers about, you know, not to come to that place of hell. If he could speak as a dead person, he would have spoken. If people could have heard him, he would have spoken to his brothers. But nobody can speak from the grave. In other words, after they're dead, they cannot speak. Well, the devil is not omnipotent. He is not all-powerful, though he has more power than we do. He's more powerful than us. He is subject to the Word of God. And a good example of this is found in Job chapter 1 and verse 2. He can only go so far. But notice something else now that I'm going to stop with this. He cannot cause the soul of a saved person to go to hell. He cannot take eternal life from a saved person. John 10, 28 and 29 says, "And I give unto them eternal life. God gives it to us. Jesus gives it to us. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." We'll pick up here where we're leaving off now. May the Lord bless you richly as you serve Him, that is, Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.